I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. According to U.S. Central Command, a temporary floating pier has now been anchored to a beach in Gaza. CENTCOM officials say personnel should begin delivering food and other aid to Palestinian civilians there within days. The news comes amid a humanitarian crisis in southern Gaza, where more than 1 million civilians have sought refuge from the war. Meanwhile, there are reports of intense battles between Israeli defense forces and Hamas militants in northern Gaza. The White House is responding to reports that it is moving forward with an additional $1 billion in military aid to Israel. The move comes weeks after a bomb shipment to Israel was halted for fear the weapons would be used in a major ground invasion of Rafah. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says U.S. support for Israel's right to self-defense is unwavering.
We've been very clear here. Two things can be true, right? Two things can be true. We can have tough conversations with our friends and allies. That is something that you've seen from this president in his diplomacy, right? And we can have constructive conversation. We can also share our concerns.
Meanwhile, Jean-Pierre says the Biden administration is still trying to get 20 American doctors trapped in Gaza home, as well as the U.S. hostages who are being held by Hamas. President Biden says he's ready to debate Donald Trump. NPR's Maura Eliason has more.
President Biden is proposing two debates, one in June, one in September, and former President Donald Trump has agreed, saying he's ready and willing. President Biden has released this video challenging Trump.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. Since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
That's a reference to the Wednesday break in Trump's New York criminal trial. The Biden campaign also outlines its terms for the debate, including no third-party candidates, microphones active only when it's the candidate's turn to speak, and no live audiences. Maura Eliason, NPR News.
The House has passed a bill to reauthorize the FAA. Details from NPR's Joel Rose.
The House voted overwhelmingly to approve a $105 billion bill that aims to boost the number of air traffic controllers amid an ongoing shortage and requires the FAA to use new technology to prevent collisions on runways. The bipartisan bill makes it easier for airline customers to get refunds after flights are delayed or canceled and prohibits airlines from charging fees for families to sit together. The most controversial part of the bill might be a measure to add 10 daily long-haul flights in and out of Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. Advocates say that will add options and reduce fares, but lawmakers from Virginia and Maryland objected, arguing that the airport is already too busy. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. U.S. health officials say fatal drug overdoses dropped 3% in the U.S. last year. The CDC reports more than 107,000 such deaths in 2023, down from more than 111,000 fatal overdoses in the previous year. The agency says those numbers are still much higher than before the surge in the use of toxic synthetic drugs like street fentanyl, which began in 2015. A think tank in Texas is leading a conservative push to upend policies designed to help the unhoused. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports that it's working with states to ban homeless camping and focus more on drug treatment.
It's long been common practice to get people housing first, then offer help with problems like addiction. But the Cicero Institute, founded by a billionaire tech mogul, claims that has exacerbated homelessness. Cicero's Devin Kurtz says states should shift funding to places that require sobriety.
It is a different homelessness crisis than it was 5 years ago or even 10 years ago.
Diane Yentel of the National Low Income Housing Coalition says stable housing is a proven solution, and Cicero's approach approach is counterproductive.
A failed homelessness policy that we've tried as a country and it didn't work.
This year, Florida and Kentucky joined a handful of states to pass a Cicero-inspired law, but other bills failed. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
Slovakia's prime minister is said to be clinging to life after being shot multiple times while leaving a campaign event in the capital city of Handlova. A suspect reportedly is in custody. This is NPR News.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.